Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
TFBS, your stories,
your stories.
Paderborn-based 1st Battalion, the Princess of Wales's Royal Regiment, will soon be coming to the end of their deployment to Kenya on Exercise Askari Thunder 6. The exercise has been designed to test the whole battalion, starting with the lowest level infantry skills to battle group level command and control for the headquarters staff. 2nd Lieutenant Oliver Keith of 1PWRR has been speaking with soldiers on the ground in Kenya, firstly with Captain Charlie Lee, the officer commanding Mortar Platoon.
The exercise so far has been challenging. There are certain climatic conditions and environmental factors which one has to consider. The hot weather means you've got to stay hydrated, and you've got the local wildlife to think about. 20 metres away from a lion, which was quite cool. Also seen plenty of ostrich, giraffe, zebra, but it's more the small things which one has to worry about, such as the scorpions and spiders around your bed space, which provide more of a worry. At night, making sure your security is good and up to speed, and the local population as well provide an added security risk we have to consider.
What's the end state? What do you hope to achieve from this opportunity for Mortar Platoon?
Mortar Platoon has been building up in Germany to this exercise, where we have now moved on to supporting the company group with light firing, both in offensive operations, defensive and enabling operations. The next step from here will be on Exercise Askari Spartan as a platoon, so that we can provide offensive support to the battle group.
My name is Sergeant Matt Broadway, Comms Platoon, 1PWRR.
How does this differ from other exercises which you've had in your experience with the Army?
Massively. As of coming from an armoured infantry unit, we're now having to live out of Land Rovers rather than Warriors and 432s. So we're having to look at what we're packing and what we're carrying.
The vehicles must take a bit of a battering out here. How's that been keeping them all on the roads?
They take a massive battering. We use the 21-point check. That's done every 7 days for the mechanical side of things. But also the comms platforms, where they're shaking about, they're taking a battering as well.
Hi, I'm Sergeant Rebecca Carnell. I'm part of 110 Provost Company based in Sanalaga.
How have you found the exercise so far?
It's been challenging. The heat's a bit of a killer sometimes. Obviously the temperatures are a lot closer to sort of the operational environments than I used to. But it's been really worthwhile, especially me stepping up from what I would normally do as a sergeant. I've now stepped up to the battle group main role as a battle group liaison officer. I've learned a lot and surrounded by a lot of good experience.
That's great. And we've been hearing a lot about the adventurous training opportunities out here. Have you managed to get yourself away on anything so far?
Been a bit spoiled. I've done whitewater rafting so far, which was fantastic. Canyoning, which involves throwing yourself off ridiculously large cliffs into pools of water, facing my fear of heights. And also abseiling through waterfalls.
You can have a look at some of the pictures from Askari Thunder by searching for BFBS Paderborn on Facebook and visiting our photo albums. This is Charlie Wild Goose reporting for BFBS.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.